Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's cabinet convening today for the first of several votes on approving phase one of the peace plan for Gaza. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
After 2 years of devastating war, this morning President Trump celebrating a historic step toward peace, telling Fox,
"This is more than Gaza. This is peace in the Middle East, and it's an incredible thing."
Trump announcing on social media what he describes as the first phase of the peace plan, saying Hamas will release all of the hostages very soon. In return, Israel will withdraw its troops to an agreed-upon line.
There were celebrations in both Israel and Gaza today. Two Pennsylvania state troopers are in critical condition after they were shot in an exchange of gunfire with a suspect who was killed. It happened at a sporting goods store. National Guard troops now patrolling in Chicago area, some stationed outside the Broadview Processing Center. This is ABC News. The government shutdown's dragging on. This is day nine. Former FBI Director James Comey pleading not guilty to federal charges. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia is trying to prove that he lied under oath to Congress. His attorneys, however, have indicated they plan to file several motions to dismiss the case altogether. ABC's Catherine Falders has been in the courtroom.
Particularly, they said they would challenge the lawfulness of Lindsey Halligan, now the U.S. attorney there, who brought this case after Trump fired the other person who was there because they wouldn't bring charges against political enemies. This is Trump's former defense attorney. So Comey's lawyers want to argue over the legality of her appointment.
Ever since the announcement was made that he'd be performing at the 2026 Super Bowl, everybody wants a piece of Bad Bunny. The analytics company Luminate says Bad Bunny saw a 26% increase in streams. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Scott Schultz, executive director of the Flambeau River YMCA, about a new program they're hoping to launch in November.
We're going to be opening up a child watch department for drop-in care. So if you're a parent with a small child, 6 weeks old through 7 years, if you want to be able to get in your workout or take a group exercise class, but you've got your infant there that can't obviously go into the group exercise class, we're going to have that child watch department available for families as that program. It's a non-licensed program. Family can use that for up to 3 hours a day for any number of days of the week. It's $3 an hour or $30 a week. So if you're somebody that comes and uses it every single day, that weekly purchase will be a lot better. And if you're somebody that only uses it sporadically for an hour or two or here, then that the hourly option's a lot better. We wanted to, when we made this this program, we're going to be opening it up in November. We don't have an exact date yet. It'll be around the hiring for it, but we're looking at November for that, and it's built around our group exercise schedule. So right around 8 a.m. until 11, and then 4 till 7 p.m. For the daily drop-in care. If you understand where the Y is, the room will be that third classroom all the way down the hallway right next to the group exercise studio. So if you take a class, it's drop-off, and you can go straight to class without having to worry or be too far.
Saturday, October 11th, it's the Park Falls Fire Department's Free to the Public Fire Prevention Open House. This is going to be a free luncheon featuring educational activities for all ages and a meet and greet with the Park Falls Police Department and the Park Falls Ambulance Services. This will be taking place from 10 to 2 over at the Park Falls Fire Station at 400 4th Avenue South, right here in Park Falls. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 11th from 10 to 2 over at the Park Falls Fire Station for the Park Falls Fire Department's Fire Prevention Open House. Wisconsin households no longer have to pay sales tax on their electricity and natural gas bills. This began on October 1st, and Melissa Kay has more.
The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers and Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Cubs and the Brewers in Game 4 tonight at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. Chicago beating Milwaukee last night 4-3 after scoring three runs in the first against Brewers starter Quinn Priester.
To be honest, I felt really in control. Just was a bad day. Need to find how to make the adjustment. You know, I think you can say it, you know, even when you're nervous, there's an adjustment to be made.
NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Giannis asked about that report from ESPN. He wanted out and to be traded to the New York Knicks.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in a situation that I can win, and now I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter.
As Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Brittany Magnol is a guide on Lake Minnetonka, and she says this time of year, one thing that you absolutely must do if you want to catch big walleyes. I'll tell you what that is, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Brittany Magnol is a guide on Lake Minnetonka, and she says, if you want to be on fish and catching fish this time of the year, don't leave fish to find fish. She says as we head into fall, it's easy to get caught up spot hopping, especially when you've got your graph lit up with bait and you know fish are biting somewhere. Just a reminder, don't leave active fish for any other fish. If you marked them and had a bite, stay put and work the spot. Fall walleyes can get moody, and it's usually not about whether they're there, but what they will eat. Small adjustments can be key. So before pulling up the trolling motor, make a couple of changes. Swap jig sizes, switch from live bait to plastic, or just change your boat angle and work through the same fish from a different direction. A lot of times it takes only a small adjustment to trigger bites. Leaving too early means you're running around, burning daylight, while the fish you wanted were right under you the whole time. So make those minor tweaks and it can be all the difference in reminding you not to chase fish in the fall. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
It is going to be a little breezy today, mostly sunny with a high of 65 this afternoon. The wind will be south at around 15 to 25 here through the day. We may catch a sprinkle early this evening, then gradual clearing, our low down to 50 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30. 98Q Country.
Thank you. my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Things that I'll regret. It won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal. Before another bitter word gets loose, I was hoping we could call a truce. 'Cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. All I wanna do is hold you tight.
Karnik in the Morning.
They keep you listening because they're super funny. They play the super good tunes and they mix it up from old to new.
98Q Country.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Yeah, it's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrong. At the end of my wrongs, I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Try to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little.
and good morning.
98Q Country.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. Night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never. So diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you. Love how you say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never. So fine, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you. I've never met a girl like you. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you. I've never met a girl like you.
Jason Aldean there. Girl Like You in 98Q Country, warming it up to close to 60 today. Cool start to the day. Welcome to fall. Couple of notes here this morning. I can't believe your morning guy. I forgot it was Thursday. You know what Thursday means on the 98Q morning show? Yeah. We turn on the golf channel and we watch some warm weather golf tournament from somewhere in the world. Oh, today from Madrid, Spain. The Open de Español. That was terrible. It's in Madrid, Spain. They're all in short sleeve shirts. Look like they're having a good time. So it's nothing like waking up on a cool fall morning and watching a little golf, warm weather golf in Spain. Brewer fans, I want to let you know that tickets for the National League Championship Series will go on sale today. And I know you're saying, Joel, they haven't made it yet. Well, they have to do this ahead of time. And then if they don't make it, then they refund you is how it works. So 10 o'clock this morning, if you want to try to get tickets at wholesale value and not on the second and third market resale, you can go to the Brewers website. I think if you just go to MLB.com, click on the Brewers, 10 o'clock this morning is when tickets will go on site through the Major League Baseball website for AmFam Field. Should the Brewers win today or Saturday, they will play Monday. They will have Monday. The home games for the National League Championship Series will be Monday, Tuesday of next week, and then Monday, Tuesday the following week. I know. Stinks, because you're hoping for a weekend game if you really want to go. middle of the week is hard. You're burning a couple of vacation days, at least one, if not two. So it makes it difficult. Times on those games still yet to be determined. But let's get the Brewers through the NLDS, first of all. They got to beat the Cubs tonight, 8:08. If the Cubs manage somehow to pull the rabbit's foot out of the hat and win that game, we'll do it again Saturday at 3:38 are the two game times for the Brewers and the Cubbies. We got the game for you tonight right here. Of course, we got some birthdays to get to. If you have somebody celebrating, give us a call here real quick. We'll wish them a happy day. Give them a chance to win that cake, 715-762-3221. Birthdays come up after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's cabinet convening today for the first of several votes on approving phase one of the peace plan for Gaza. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
After 2 years of devastating war, this morning President Trump celebrating a historic step toward peace, telling Fox,
"This is more than Gaza. This is peace in the Middle East, and it's an incredible thing."
Trump announcing on social media what he describes as the first phase of the peace plan, saying Hamas will release all of the hostages very soon. In return, Israel will withdraw its troops to an agreed-upon line.
There were celebrations in both Israel and Gaza today. Two Pennsylvania state troopers are in critical condition after they were shot in an exchange of gunfire with a suspect who was killed. It happened at a sporting goods store. National Guard troops now patrolling in Chicago area, some stationed outside the Broadview Ice Processing Center. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. New for this winter, the Minocqua Farmers Market is pleased to announce the Minocqua Winter Farmers Market. This is going to be an indoor, smaller market featuring local food products direct from a variety of the Minocqua Farmers Market summer vendors, along with local makers and special event vendors around the holidays. This will be taking place Sundays from 10 to 3, from November 9th until April 12th. You can find it in the Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau, just set up in the community room, and there will be parking and an entrance available in the back of the building. Once again, the Minocqua Farmers Market is pleased to announce the Minocqua Winter Farmers Market. This will be happening Sundays from 10 to 3, beginning November 9th and running until April 12th. Wednesday, November 12th, there's an Internet Crimes Against Children and Sextortion presentation over at the Phillips High School Performing Arts Center. This presentation is suitable for all ages and will include information regarding the Oneida County Sheriff's Office Children vs. Online Predators, the current dilemma of sextortion, and Q&A time. This will be taking place from 1:05 p.m. to 2:05 p.m. at the Phillips High School, from 2:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. for the Phillips Middle School, and parents will have an opportunity from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, November 12th, over at 990 Flamboyant Avenue in Phillips. The cranberry harvest is well underway across Wisconsin, and we've led the nation in cranberry production for the past 30 years. Melissa Kay reports.
This year, cranberry growers in the state are projected to produce 5.3 million barrels, which is less than the 2024 harvest of 6 million barrels. Grant Hawley is the executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He says cranberry research has changed focus a bit over the past year and a half.
Our researchers, seeing the handwriting on the wall and seeing how temperatures, the climate, not the weather, the climate is ticking its way up, they started to move those research pieces over to heat tolerances.
With the shortened season, growers are looking at an average year of production. This year was likely on the border of what the fruit can tolerate in terms of heat and humidity for prolonged periods. Holly said if this is the average climate we can expect going forward, cranberry growers will probably be okay.
If that degree keeps ticking a little bit higher and we keep getting warmer and more humidity, then we need to start to worry.
And what Holly said would cause the worry are bugs and pests cranberry crops haven't had to worry about before.
Are the cranberries going to be fine? They are. They grew up here. They're made for Wisconsin. They're not going to go extinct.
But Holly said these changes to the cranberry climate could cause a drop-off in plant production. Researchers are working to mitigate that as much as possible. But even with these challenges, Holly said Wisconsin isn't likely to lose the cranberry crown anytime soon.
We are producing about 67% of the nation's cranberries, a little over half of the world's cranberries. Are things going to get a little bit leaner? Yeah, they are. But we're not going to lose that title. Wisconsin's still going to be the home of the cranberry.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers and Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Cubs and the Brewers in Game 4 tonight at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. Chicago beating Milwaukee last night 4-3 after scoring three runs in the first against Brewers starter Quinn Priester.
To be honest, I felt really in control. Just was a bad day. Need to find how to make the adjustment. You know, I think you can say it, you know, even when you're nervous, there's an adjustment to be made.
NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Giannis asked about that report from ESPN. He wanted out and to be traded to the New York Knicks.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in a situation that I can win, and now I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter.
As Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Shawamigan Middle School girls 6th, 7th, and 8th grade team is scheduled to play up at Ashland today. That is a 4:30 start time for the Shawamigan Middle School girls. Meanwhile, the Phillips Middle School girls will play host to Rib Lake at the middle school gym in Phillips starting at 4:30 this afternoon. Got the Prentice volleyball team in action, the 7th and 8th grade team. They will travel to take on Prentice today.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Well, it is October the 9th. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, happy day to you. You share your day with these other celebrities. Megan Maroney, country music star now, is 28 today. Scotty McCreery, our guy, right when he was starting out his career, we're fortunate enough to have a nice interview with him, and he has made it pretty big on the music scene now. Yeah, 32 today for young Scotty McCreery. Tyler James Williams, the actor from TV's Everybody Hates Chris and Go On, he's celebrating a 33rd birthday today. Who else here? There's a lot of them today. Chris O'Dowd, the Irish actor, and his film credits include Calvary, St. Vincent, Thor, The Dark World, Bridesmaids. He's 46 today. Sean Ono Lennon. Yeah, the daughter of John and Yoko Ono is a recording artist, and Sean Ono Lennon is 50 today. Tommy Shane Steiner had a couple of hits on country music a few years back, 52 today. Steve McQueen, not the late actor, but the British director. He won a Best Film Picture Oscar with four other producers, including Brad Pitt, for the third of the 12 Years of Slave in 2014. That was the third movie they did. Let's see here. Guillermo del Toro. You know who that is? The Mexican writer, director, producer. He won a Best Picture and the Best Director Oscar and lost for Best Original Screenplay in 2018 for the movie The Shape of Water. He's 61 today. Let's see here. There's a lot. Mike Singletary, the football player and Chicago Bear linebacker, right? Yeah, he was a coach, San Francisco 49ers head coach from 08 to 2010. And he was a Viking assistant coach, too, for a while. He's a pretty good football player, too. He's very good with the Bears. 67 for Singletary. Scott Bakula, the actor, 71. Tony Shalhoub, the actor from Monk, Wings, and others, is 72 today. Sharon Osbourne, married to Ozzy for many, many years. Reality show, 73 for Sharon today. Let's see here. Jackson Brown, an architect of California soft rock. Might be a good listen for you today, maybe on your music service if you got that. Jackson Brown, kind of a forgotten artist from the 70s, had a lot of good hits there. 77, Running on Empty, Lawyers in Love, The Pretender. These Days, Jackson Brown, 77 today. And John Lennon. Of course, we just mentioned his son, but John Lennon also celebrated, was born on this day, rather, in 1940. Of course, he was shot, assassinated back in 1980. Music legend, member of the Beatles, John Lennon, born on this day on the 9th of October.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It is going to be a little breezy today, mostly sunny with a high of 65 this afternoon. The wind will be south at around 15 to 25 here through the day. We may catch a sprinkle early this evening, then gradual clearing, our low down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
98Q Country.
Mama told her, baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. She could have only seen that fate's got cards that it don't wanna show, and that boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a leaver. Tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17, and there ain't no reasoning. So she'll ride this ride as far as it can go. 'Cause that boy's just a walk-away joke. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go.
DAQ Country with Tricia Yearwood. Birthday wishes to Susan Ahlers, celebrating a birthday today. Susan, A-H-L-E-R-S. Susan Karen Skaggs wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Sue, hope it's a good day for you. Well, we missed Tuesday talking about your money, so we're going to catch up with Matthew Krieger today from Pioneer Financial Consultants and get a little money education today. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. Not quite fireplace, hot chocolate weather yet, but we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, some of these mornings takes a while for the body to warm up here after some cool mornings like this.
No, absolutely. I know yesterday I left my car outside and had to start it before leaving because of the frost and the windshield.
Yeah, but if you can park your car in the sun is still warming up pretty good. So the sun will heat up your car pretty good if you can find a sunny spot. So it'll take care of it for
absolutely.
You. Yeah. So what do we have to talk about today concerning people's money there, Matt?
Yeah, so today, Joel, I want to talk about a kind of a current event that I'm sure most people have at least heard of, but that's, of course, with the government shutdown that started last week, and talk about the shutdown itself and what happens now and the effect that it historically has had on a shutdown has had on the economy.
All right. Yeah, it's been, what, six days, almost a week, I think, now.
So the federal government officially shut down many of its operations at 12:01 on October 1st. So just over a week, but I think six business days. So
okay, all right.
This was the 15th government shutdown since 1980. So they certainly have happened before. Know that most shutdowns are short, lasting 1 to 3 days. The longest shutdown lasted 34 days, and that was back in December of 2018 to January of 2019. It's certainly impossible to predict how long the current shutdown might last, but it may be helpful to know more about why it happened and what you can expect if it continues.
Okay.
So I want to talk a little bit about the current situation of why we're in a shutdown.
All right. So
the U.S. Constitution gives the House of Representatives sole power to initiate revenue bills. So the House typically passes funding legislation, and it sends it to the Senate. Whereas the House can pass legislation with a simple majority, the Senate generally requires 60 votes to pass legislation due to the filibuster rule. This, in turn, typically requires cooperation from both political parties, which is certainly what we're seeing this go around or this shutdown. The House approved a continuing resolution that would extend funding for 7 weeks at current levels of spending. Senate Republicans, with one exception, voted for the bill late on the night of September 30th, joined by three Democrats for a total of 55 votes. But unfortunately, that's 5 votes short of the 60 votes that are needed to pass. Although a larger group of Senate Democrats provided support for similar continuing resolution in March, they have refused to support this resolution unless it includes an extension of the Affordable Care Act health insurance subsidies that are scheduled to expire on December 31st of 2025. So really the main point here, this disagreement between Democrats and Republicans is due to those subsidies through the Affordable Care Act.
Got it. Okay.
And allowing the ACA subsidies to lapse could significantly raise health insurance premiums for many Americans. And Republican leadership has expressed a willingness to consider extending them, but not as part of the continuing resolution. Democrats are also seeking to reverse spending cuts to Medicaid that was put into effect with the Big Beautiful Bill back in July. But I would say the biggest talking point are those subsidies with the Affordable Care Act or with the marketplace.
Okay.
And according to law, the U.S. Treasury cannot spend money that has not been approved by Congress. So agencies that depend on discretionary spending cannot pay their employees or maintain services. Each agency has its own shutdown plan. Certain essential services, primarily related to public safety, will continue and be funded retroactively after funding has been authorized. I want to go through just a list of some of the key potential effects on some key services.
Okay.
So know that mail will continue to be delivered because the U.S. Postal Service is self-funded. So there shouldn't be an issue with the Postal Service during the shutdown. Also, this is a big one that people have asked about. Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid will continue to make payments because the funds of these programs do not require annual appropriations. However, other services such as benefit verifications and application processing may cease or certainly be delayed.
Okay.
Know that interest on Treasury securities will continue to be paid. That's a big one for investors. Federal workers, however, will not be paid. Workers considered essential will be required to work without pay, while others would typically be furloughed. Unlike federal employees, private contractors who often work side by side with federal employees are not guaranteed to be paid during the shutdown. Also, and this is one that we've seen already in the week since the shutdown started, air travel could be affected. In 2019, high absenteeism among Transportation Security Administration, the TSA workers, who were required to work without pay, resulted in long lines, delays, and gate closures at some airports.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Environment and food inspections could also stop. And lastly, key economic reports may be delayed, making it more difficult for the Federal Reserve to gauge economic activity in making decisions, which is certainly a interesting time right now with the Federal Reserve looking at cutting interest rates.
Right. Okay.
So those are just some of the effects, some of the bigger effects that you may see, and obviously things that will continue. But while any shutdown causes hardship for federal workers, certainly with those people that are not being paid that have to work or that are being furloughed, and the citizens that they serve, a brief shutdown typically has minimal effect on the broader U.S. economy, because lost payments are generally made up after spending is authorized. However, an extended shutdown can be costly. The Congressional Budget Office estimated that the 2018-2019 shutdown, the longest that we've had since 1980, reduced gross domestic product, or otherwise known as GDP, by $11 billion, including $3 billion that was never recovered. Even so, this is a tiny fraction of the GDP. So historically speaking, these government shutdowns have very minimal impact on the economy, the U.S. economy. Previous shutdowns generally have not hurt global markets either, other than some moderate short-term volatility. However, a prolonged shutdown could have a greater temporary impact. And know that if the shutdown continues, be sure to check the status of federal agencies and services that may directly affect you. Everyone has different scenarios and people that they work with, right. Federal agencies. So the longer this goes, certainly would want to be checking on that if there's something that you need.
Okay. All right. Well, nobody wants to see it. We've got enough going on, but it's just right. become part of the political process, I guess. So
we absolutely. And you know, the good news I would say, Joel, is that you know, that as far as money is concerned, you know, in the financial markets generally, as I mentioned, it has very minimal impact. Right. Of course, it just depends on how long this shutdown lasts,
right.
To say that for sure.
Right. Well, if folks have any questions, they can always reach out to you concerning whether it be their financial investments, maybe setting up an education account, 401k, whatever it may be. That's what you do, Matt, as a financial consultant, pioneer-financial.net. Locations in Phillips, Hawkins, Medford. They can always reach out to you for a free initial consultation to talk about anything financial that may be concerning them. What's your number down there, Matt?
Yeah, so our number is 715-748-3231.
All right, some good information today, and hopefully the next time we talk, everything will be back up and running again.
So, yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Matt, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks. You too, Joel.
You bet. Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us usually Tuesday mornings, but we had a little delay this week. Usually Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to talk about various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Get ready for the 15th annual Rib Cook-Off, happening Saturday, October 11th at Burgers Bar & Grill on Highway 13 North in Phillips. The competition starts at 4 p.m. and lasts until the ribs are gone. So come early and spend the day with the cooks and visit with the teams. Burgers Bar & Grill opens at 11 a.m. All proceeds benefit Phillips Youth Wrestling, Wounded Warriors in Action, and Camp Hackett Healing Center.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
The colors may fade, but the fun never ends in Price County. From lakes and trails to local shops, dining, and live events, there's always something happening in the Northwoods. Whether you're here for a weekend getaway, exploring our history, or enjoying our friendly small town charm, Price County has something for everyone. Please visit us today at enjoyprice.com and stay connected with the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. Price County, where every season is worth celebrating.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Ooh! Ouch! No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
98Q Country.
Would you go with me if we roll?